So, welcome to this year's 2020 ID Reviews. So, for this reviews, we are going to review 5 songs that were spin on yesterday's ID Reviews 2020 draw. So, what am I reviewing? So, basically, the first song which I'll be reviewing is It's Time by Imagine Dragons. Before that, I have 2 parts to this podcast. So this is the first part where we have the first 3 songs which I'll be reviewing, and in the second part we have 2 songs. So the first song that we're gonna review is It's Time. So if you can see from this song, it's a really nice song. Dan always have to sing after the first song, which means after the intro and whatsoever, and I find that it's really nice to sing at the start of the show. And even though it's not that bad to hear at the start, but I still feel that it should be played the first song before the rest of the song, but I don't mind if it's played in the second song. At least they perform that song, which is pretty nice. So looking at this lyrics, there is this line that said, "And now it's time to build from the bottom of the pit right to the top." Now that line says, "It's time to build from the bottom of the pit right to the top." So this line, it really means there is something going on when they release the song. So maybe there's something that is wrong that they have to build. Maybe there's something, like stuck, or someone stuck underneath the pit. So it's pretty like a adventure type of song. If you can see, the next line says, "Don't hold back, packing bags and giving the academy a rain check." So it's probably like a journey through outdoors and everything, and it really has some meaning. It's like they are going on a journey, and someone's fall into a pit, and they really want to help him out. So, or maybe there could be another reason. They're getting ready to give those people a rain check. Maybe a rain check, it's like a rain check that is check whether they're okay, they will not die or something. Because in the next verse it says, "I don't ever want to let you down, I don't ever want to leave this town, because after all." So they do not want them to, they do not want to leave that person below. They do not want them to leave this town. But or maybe from the start I said it's from the pit. But maybe it's let's say connection that says they do not want to leave anybody behind. They want to go as a team. Cause this really tells a story for every single song, literally. And again, the chorus, it says, "It's time to begin, isn't it? I get a little bit bigger, but then I'll admit." So this part says, "It's time to begin." So it begin what? That's the question. Begin what? Maybe it's trying to begin to start having some teamwork, having to support someone who needs help, who leaves this place, or get back together from when they broke up, they need to get back together. But it's just the same as I was following the next line. Yeah, it's just the same because you have the same people all over again around you everywhere you go. And probably he's never changing who I am. Yeah, he's never changing who I am because they really need help. So he's never changing. No matter what, he has to help. He has to go through all these pains, all these hard work challenges to help those behind, those lower level than him. And you just have to say teamwork is the most important thing. So we are halfway in this describing its time song. So the next line says, the path to heaven runs through miles of clouded hell right to the top. So the heaven is beneath the ground. So basically when you are dead, they have to dig the hole and put the body in below it, and probably it may bring them all the way to the top, to the clouded hell, which is it's a truth, I probably think. But if you guys know about this type of things, do comment below or just DM me on my Instagram at Imagine Dragons Rocks. And if you guys don't know, don't forget to subscribe to my channel. I have a YouTube channel called Imagine Dragons Rocks. You guys should definitely subscribe to that channel because it's really, really nice channel. I upload good content and wow, amazing. So let's go back to this song. Looking at this, turning to rags and giving the commodities a rain check. Again, it's the same thing. So they turn into someone else and giving them some safety check or something, because maybe they get injured or something. So basically it's like the same thing as the top. And we're gonna scroll, we're gonna look at the bottom, all the way to the bottom, where it says at the last three lines. This road never looked so lonely. Now this one, this road never looked so lonely, has some meaning already, because I know this road would never be lonely, because as you can see right now, you're walking around the streets, there are people who are walking, cars, everything. There are noises, every single thing. Everybody's having some time with their families, so that's why the road never looks so lonely, because there are someone, or maybe every single person that is stepping on this road, walking on this road, there is someone next to them, and no one will ever let them down unless you never sit for help. If you don't sit for help, then all goes to you being lonely without any friends. So the next line says, this house doesn't burn down slowly. So this house isn't burned down slowly. Thinking of this line, I don't think the house is burned down slowly. Yeah, the house is burned down slowly actually. But I just can't see where it belongs to this line. This line really doesn't, even though it has a connection, but I really can't elaborate more on this single lyrics. So we're going to skip that part. And definitely that's all for this song. It's time. So we're gonna move on with the next song. And this next song is basically Birds. This song has been one of the best songs as well of the Origins album. It's a really emotional song where Dan sings live on TRF Gala in September 2019, and it's really, really a great song that Dan sings basically. It's, and also during Rock in Rio, it's one of the most best time. It's one of the most best time that they ever had, because it's their first time since they last went there several years ago. So this Birds song, it's a really emotional song, just like us know. But before I continue with this explanation of this song, we are going to rate It's Time song out of 10, being 10 is the best, being 1 is the best. So I would like to let all of you guys vote in the comments below, or wherever you are, or wherever you can see, to vote in the comments. I mean, rate in the comments, and basically rate out of 10 for this song, It's Time. It's a really nice song, it's a really good intro, but it doesn't have a connection to It's Time. But adding on to that, just let guys know that before he does sings that part, he always sings the one part before it, which is the part that should be inside that line, because he sings with his fans. So he sings, it's time to begin. He sings a very slow manner, so it sounds great. And this song really has a connection when he sings with fans and connecting to it with this first intro of the song. And it's really, really nice connection, if you can see. So, and you know, when they finish singing with the fans, there's also a drum beat that goes four beats, it goes, so that's the part where there is connection. Basically, that's a nice way to start, nice way to end, pretty nice. So now we're gonna do this next review song, Birds, which we just spin yesterday. And you guys have not checked the spin, the wheel draw whatsoever, don't forget, I'll put the link in the description box below so that you guys can have a listen, have some fun. And yeah, so let's move on. So Two Hearts, One Valve, Birds. Two Hearts, One Valve. Yeah, probably there's two hearts, because mother and father, there's two hearts, so they each has a heart. So it's about like family member, right? Maybe two hearts and one valve. The valve, maybe it's in your in yourself. One valve is more like a science topic to me. So one valve, what is a valve? Probably I do not know, but pumping the blood with the flood. So pumping the blood definitely pumps the blood. We were the flood. We were the flood. So yeah, probably maybe it's, yeah, we were the flood. It means that we were the flood, basically. I do not know what that means, but we're going to move on and continue from here, and we'll see what's next in next slide. So we were the body, and yeah, we are the body, definitely. Two lives, one life, definitely. Yeah, you have you, which is as one life. You have your parents, which has each mom and dad, mother and father, one life each. So it's two lives, one life. So basically, it's about your parents taking care of you, and yourself, which is one life, sticking it out, letting it down, making it right, sticking it out. So basically, they care for you. They care every single day. They ask you the same old questions to basically never give up, always do your best in your examinations, always don't let yourself down, always ignore whenever there is a case of bullying. But it's pretty good that this line says about this, because it's about family. First verse says about family. It's really, really a touching, emotional one, because when they're gone, you really feel emotional, and this song really makes you feel more emotional than ever. So I really feel that this song is a sad song. That's what Dan always says, and I feel this song should be a song they should perform live most of the time, but I still think that it will make people feel emotional for those who lost their family members in the early days. I really feel sorry for them, especially our dear friend. Imagine Dragons of PL, that is an Instagram account of hers, which you guys should really feel sorry for, because she lost grandmother. Because I remember that time she said in the group chat, she said she has a bad day, a sad day, maybe it was something because she has, because her grandmother passed away. So I do not want to explain more in that, because it will make more emotional, just like her. So I hope if you're hearing this podcast at imaginedragons.pl, don't forget, we will be always by your side, no matter what. We are one family. So fire with us, let's be as one, let's stay together and support each other, and let's wait for the next album, number five, which we do not know when or what is the name. Okay, now let's continue. Seasons still change, love will make you grow. Yeah, definitely that's about life. Seasons still change, yes. So there's four seasons sometimes in your country. Sometimes there is summer, winter, autumn, summer, winter. Okay, I got messed up. Summer, summer, winter, autumn, summer, winter, autumn, and maybe there's one more. If you guys know, just comment below as well. And yeah, they always change, seasons always change. So life will make grow, definitely it will make grow, because As you grow older, you need a job. You are working, and it will make you grow, get your achievements. Every time you work for someone else, you work for the company, it will make you get achievements, make you get good things. Every day, it changes, life changes, and it grows. So, dreams will make you cry. Yeah, dreams make you cry, especially if you're dreaming of someone that passed away, that will make you cry. But if maybe if you're dreaming of someone who is still alive, then I'll probably say good luck. You won't cry, I hope. So yeah, definitely the line, it connects dreams, everything is temporary, because it's just temporary in your brain. But sometime it will change, because the next line says everything is light. Which is pretty good line. So it connects. So love will never die. So this line, love will never die. So that part, it's a love will never die. It's also a connection though. Love will never die. Love will never die. Never die. So this one, this line, it's yeah, probably love will never die. But if you're saying love will die, love will never die. Honestly, it's true. Because everyone in the world, people are loving each other. Especially those who really doesn't have anyone else to take care of them. Especially the young. And sometimes love dies when you can't feel what's right. Yeah, love dies when you can't feel what's right. Because only those who care for people will never die. Love will never die. So, adding on to this, we're gonna go on with the next one. Birds fly in different directions. So this one, it's a really, really good line. Birds fly in different directions. Because not only is in the sky, birds fly everywhere. It goes left, right, up, down. Sometimes it goes to your building. It's right at the top. You can see that is what it meant. Then they'll say, I hope to see you again. Yeah, well, possibly. Yeah, it's like a life. It's about life. This song is about life, basically. Because I can tell. You can see the birds always, every time, every single day. You see the birds on one place. Sometimes you go to the other, sometimes you go to another building. You can see them everywhere you go, because they are birds. And that's why this song is called Birds. The next one, Sunrises. So it's living the dream, it's not living in the dream. Living the dream, watching the leaves, changing the seasons. Yes, you're living in a dream where you can see the leaves with the weather changing. It's pretty, a connection again. It's a good connection. Okay, yes, some nights I think of you, we're living the past, wishing the last, wishing and dreaming. Some nights I think of you. Yeah, this part, it says, some nights I think of that person. So you may think of someone who passed away and trying to remember the past, because you really want to know how you spend time from last time till now, or till the day she passed on. And it's really, really sad that this song is emotional, literally. Wishing it lasts, wishing it dream it. Yes, people wish it lasted very long, but actually, it's not. It's just a dream. Because whatever you do, it's all about life, about your own life, and you're not wishing that you're not dead. You can't wish that you're not dead, because everyone have to be, because life has to be fair. Right now, life is unfair because we have to go for jobs, we have to work every single time, we have to go to school. People are stressed these days because they have lots of work. That stress causes their brains to be hard. You know what I mean? Hard, it means it make them like stressful. That's what I mean. So wishing and dreaming. So that's what it means. When you rethink of the past. So basically the next line. So we done, season zero change, never make grow, that's the same thing. The next one, death can make you hard. Yeah, definitely that line. It says something. When someone passed away, you know it's difficult to live on your own, especially for those of you guys who have a single parent. But for those who have the parents of two, that is great for you, because you guys have at least another chance to live with that person who you love. Because your parents love you, you love them, so you have to be good, be nice to them, because it's a life thing that you have to do. You have to love your parents because they've done their part for you from young, since young till now. So it's a pretty good line that says about that. So looking at the following lines, it says, alright, let's go to this line where it says, when the moon is looking down, that side. So when the moon is looking down, so at night the moon is looking down, shining a light upon the ground. So this part, we're gonna see the next line. I'm flying up to let you see me. Alright, this one feels light. This line, the moon is looking down, when the moon is looking down, shining light upon your ground. Oh, okay, so basically the moon is shining the light at your ground, upon the ground, okay? So it's like making the person who passed away lighting up that grave, it's shining the grave. So the grave, so the next one says, I'm flying up to let you see. So it's letting the grave fly so that you guys can see what's on there. Because, you know, I can't say more about this, but it says, flying up to let you see. So it's like you can see, when you can imagine that you can see straight through your eyes from that person from the person that passed away. So it's really sad. So that the shadow casts me. Yes, when you go, there's a shadow cast, especially when you go in the dark, you have to turn on flashlights because you can't really see what's on the ground, so you need something, and sometimes you can see a shadow cast, sometimes there isn't, because there's no flashlight. So it seems as if you're on the flashlight, you can see a shadow cast, and especially if you go to grave, in dark, definitely, there's a light. Sorry. So, following that, birds fly, okay, we're done. So we see, I know that. That part done already. So he said, so this I hope to see you again. So that part is you hoping to see those who passed away. You hope to see them again, because it really throws back the memories you had with them since you was a child. And it's really, 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 really great song. Really great. Great connection, actually. I do not know why I say connection that much. Maybe I'm into music or something. If you guys think so, comment down below. And so following up, so fly high. This part, they want to bring them back to life again. It's what you've seen. If you've seen the back to where the animated birds video, you can see the final part where this girl brought someone back to life. I think so, if I'm not wrong. Because and suddenly the next days they cry, and this song is really emotional. It's like a lost love song. Emotional lost love song. Pretty much, I have to say, this song has to be played for farewell breath, probably. It's gonna make them cry into tears if you're making this kind of songs. I gotta say, this has to play during a funeral or farewell. Probably funeral would not be the right song for this, because there may not be a song for a funeral, but there may be a song for a farewell, because you can't see them again, because they go different directions, and they went, they split ways, and they have to find their own job by themselves, they have their own family, they have everything, and that's what they have. And that's what that line means. And so this is all that I have for this song, Birds. And I'd like to rate, I'll be rating the song at the end of the podcast. So don't forget, if so I would like everyone to also comment down below, rate, comment down below by rating it from a scale of 1 to 10. How's this song? Is it 5, middle, neutral, whatsoever? Just comment down below anything or a number. 10 is 1 to 10. 1 is the least, 10 is the most. Pretty much it has to be the best, because it's an emotional song. So we have done reviewing the bird song. So now we are heading with our final, I mean not final, because there's a second part to this. So you guys want to see the second part, it will be on later tonight, another day, if you want the second part. Because people need to break sometimes. I have time to do the rest it's gonna be long for this podcast, because I do not know when this podcast is going to, but we're gonna do this next song, Bad Liar. Before that, this next song is about someone, you and your wife, you and your crush, you and your someone else, or someone broke up, maybe. Then said something about this song, if I'm not wrong, but I can't remember. There's too many on my mind because of these reviews I have to do, because reviews are important, and I know every single one of you guys wants me to do a review. So, oh hush, my dear, it's been a difficult year. So we're going to go through quickly for this one, because I could literally tell something. Oh hush, my dear, it's been a difficult year. Basically, they're telling a wife, someone else, it's been a difficult year for them. And people and bullies, terrorists don't prey on innocent victims. Is about someone who bullies the innocent victims. They don't care about them properly, I think. So they want someone to trust. They want that girl or that man, whoever is on there or whoever you're talking to. They want them to trust him that much, trust him or her that much. Because sometimes they don't trust that they have a difficult year, or they don't trust that they get a bully, because it's a difficult situation they have. Sometimes they do not know whether anyway, sorry guys for the noise you can hear. Then I'm really sorry because there's some construction in the country, and I'm nearby a garbage bin or something, which I don't want to say. It stinks, and yeah. So, and it's like this song. Next one is Being a Loveless Here. I'm a man of three fears: integrity, faith, and crocodile tears. Basically, he has no one else, and he wants only that girl, only that man, he or her. Because he says man, so basically it's him who has feelings for that girl. He has feelings for that girl, and these are the three values that he has, and his integrity, faith, and crocodile tears. So before that, let's take a short break here, because there's a plane just by this while we're doing this podcast. Now I'm back with this, because the plane literally is too loud, and we're gonna continue from here. So he has three values. If you can't hear his privacy, this man has feelings. So yeah, go. He has three feelings: integrity, faith, and crocodile tears. So he is like emotional. He has the honesty. He has faith. Then he said, "Trust me, darling. Trust me, darling." So he wants her to trust him, because sometimes people don't really think that they're trustworthy at all about how they're feeling. And I know sometimes I don't trust. Sometimes they're just faking it. And speaking of faking it, after the "I wish I could escape," say, "I don't want to fake it," because he's not faking it, maybe. So look me in the eyes, tell me what you see. Perfect Paradise basically is a love song about it broke out of that. So look me in the eyes, so look me in the eyes, tell me what you see. So basically he's seeing a girl on the perfect paradise, probably just tearing at the seams. Tearing at the seams. It's he's crying. Maybe he's really emotional about her until he cried. Because he stared too much at this girl, too much until he cried and he's emotional. I think he really has a crush on that girl until he is really sad. So he don't wanna fake it. He's not faking it. So I mean, he's saying that it's true. And he wished that he could erase it, because maybe he said the wrong thing. So he wished he could erase it, because he literally did not say that it's not right. He literally did not say that things are right. So maybe he said he wished he could erase it. And make your heart believe. So he's trusting that. So that girl wants him to make his heart believe that whatever you're saying right now is true. It's not fake. So it's probably like, this is the hardest song I've ever reviewed. But honestly, the line says something. The next one is, "But I'm a bad liar, now you know, now this part." So maybe suddenly after this person talk too much until he's talk words that are wrong, he talk maybe like, I got a girlfriend or something. Until this girl say, "I want to break up with you," and you're lying again. You're really, really lying. You're not telling the truth. So maybe that is why this song says, "I'm a bad liar. I'm a bad liar." And you know, now you know, you freed the girl. So he's saying, now that girl knows that he's a bad liar. So she says she wants that person to go away already, because you're not lying at all. You said all the wrong things to me, you lied to me, and you did not have any trust. No trust, no integrity, no faith, no crocodile tears. And that's why the line says, you're free to go. He wants him to leave. Sudden, because he said things that are, he said things that are not true. Maybe. So next one, Did all my dreams never mean one thing? Alright, this song. This one it says, for this, did all my dreams never mean one thing? This one it says that it's I really can't say, cause it's hard to understand these lines, but I can understand cause I'm literally having an exam that is in 1 to 2 months time, so it's really tough for me to understand some of the lines. So do mind if I track this line. So, did all my dreams never mean one thing? So whatever she's dreaming, it never means a thing. Because she's dreaming of a guy, and that guy sits in front of her. She is dreaming. Literally, in the dreams, she's dreaming. Because it just means a thing. Because if you're dreaming, it doesn't mean anything. It's just that whenever you're dreaming, you feel like it's real, but actually, it's not. So it's the next one that's happening, lie in the diamond ring. So basically, this one says, when you buy or when you get a ring, do you get happy most of the time when you get a diamond ring? Because next one says, oh, I've been asking for problems. Alright, so maybe this is about a guy. So because I can see the next following lines is, I reached my wall, so there's a guy, the new guy. So this verse is about a guy saying these things. He dreams of a girl, not the other way around. So just speaking that, he asks a question to himself, do you always get happy when you get a diamond ring? When you have a diamond ring? And he's been asking, and then he's asking for problems, because he literally said something that's wrong, and which is really, really gonna be upset if he's asking for problems. She is really gonna be upset if he's asking for problems with that girl, with a girl or whatsoever. The next one says, I'll wage my war on the world inside, take my gun to the enemy sides. That's probably about the army. You to go inside, you had to fight for your life. You fight, make the world a better place. You had to shoot, defend everything. So he's doing all these things so that he could get a girl, because he has already done. He has already finished his national service, and that's why he hopes the next time he sees another girl, he hopes she trusts him. That so it's the same thing, but we're going to go to the next few lines. It's gonna end really, really soon. So this is just the first part. We have a second part that's gonna come really, really soon. So this next part is called, said, I can't breathe, I can breathe. So this line says, it really takes me back to this Black Lives Matter thing, because George Floyd, he can't breathe. Really takes me back, throwback to early July, where these police nail on his neck, and he really died. In this, I Can Breathe, it really takes me back to George Floyd. He said, I can't be what you want me to be. So he said he can't be whatever he wants. Whatever he wants to be in the future, he thinks he cannot be. Because of what? And he wants her to believe him one time that he really can't take this job, because he can't be what she wants him to be, because maybe the job is difficult, maybe it's a little bit complicated or something, and it's a really tough decision whether you want to be this, that. There's a lot of options. There's many jobs out there which has high pay, high salaries, and it's really, really a choice. It's your own choice to not follow whoever. Do not follow your friend when they are working, because sometimes you do not like that job. When you do not like the job, you're wasting your time, wasting your career, you're wasting your life doing all these things just to have that friend, just to talk to that friend you want that job. It's you can't follow your friends, you can't follow those who really care for you. I mean, those who really like play games with you, you can't follow them. You can't follow. Just follow your heart. Whatever you want to be, just follow your heart, because it's a matter of your own choice. So, please believe me. This is the final one. Please believe me. So, he wants all of this. He hopes this girl believes him, because he thinks he's telling the right thing after all this while. And can see that all these are all about breakup song and love, breakup love song, and also emotional songs. That's what I would say is emotional. And also, on a scale of 1 to 10, how would you rate this? Comment down below in the comment section. So with that, we have come to the end of the first part of the interviews episode. It's not just the first part. It's not even the end of the part. The end of the part ends with Bullet in the Garden, Bottom Yours, which I'll be reviewing it in a couple of hours time. So don't forget to like and subscribe to this video, and I hope you guys will hear this podcast forever and ever until the rest of your lives, until these episodes are over with all the songs you need. And I really hope Imagine Dragons do name something that's good for their fifth album. And it's really fast that time goes fast, time flies past, and we can say that your life is always worth living. Dan said in Demons, every Demons song during live performances, it's really, really good band. And the reason I like this band, because it has so much care, there's so much love, so much happiness, and this song sounds really really, really nice, really awesome if that kind of to beat whatsoever. So with that, I thank you guys for watching, and see you guys next time when we return for part 2 of episode 1. Thank you guys.